啊，主耶稣是啊，天上的神，道成肉身来到世界。
Jesus Christ is the God on high who came down to this earth in flesh.
啊，他要带给我们恩典跟真理。
He came here to give us grace and the truth.
没有主耶稣，我们人活在世界上确实是很可怜的。
Without Jesus Christ, then man living in this world would indeed be very pitiful.
因为我们没有真理。
Because we would have no truth.
没有真理就不知道什么是对，什么是错。
Without the truth, then we would not know what is right or wrong.
没有真理就没有路可走。
Without the truth, then we will have no road to take.
人生是哪一条才是正路，我们没有找不到。
We would not know which is the right road to take.
那如果没有真理啊，没有恩典的话，我们虽然很努力，但是会活得很辛苦。
Without truth, without grace, we may work very hard, but life would still be difficult.
一直到哦，主耶稣找到我们，得到救恩，我们的生活会有很大的改变。
And our lives will change drastically on the day that we receive salvation.
我们首先来看马太福音。
Let's first turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音的第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
马太第三章第一节。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 1.
那时有施洗约翰出来，在犹大的旷野传道说：“天国近了。”
2.
你们应该要悔改。我们再看第四章。
Let's also look at chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
从那个时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当要悔改。”这两节圣经节在提到施洗约翰。跟主耶稣出来传道里的第一个讯息。
The two passages record the two messages brought by John the Baptist and Jesus.
结果他们讲的第一句话都是一样的。
And the first thing that they said were exactly the same thing.
天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
这个天国近了表示耶稣还没有来以前，天国离开人很远。
The kingdom of heaven is near, meaning that before Jesus came into this world, the kingdom of heaven was far away.
今天耶稣来把这个天国从天上带到地上来。
Now Jesus Christ came and brought heaven to this earth.
这个天国又称为神的国。
The heaven is God's kingdom.
也就是主耶稣把神的国带到人间。
In other words, Jesus Christ brought God's kingdom into the world of mankind.
那如果我们真的跟神的国有份，我们在地上的生活会跟在天上一样。
If we have a part in God's kingdom, then when we live in this earth, it will be as if we were living in God's kingdom.
所以是不是去到天国才知道天国很好呢？
Do we need to be in heaven to realize how good it is to be in heaven?
不是这样。
Not necessarily.
我们活在地上也可以感觉到天国很好。
Even while living in this world, we can experience how good heaven is.
如果神的国完全在我们生活中实现，那个就是天国的滋味。
We taste heaven if we have God's kingdom in before us.
我们看罗马书的十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14.
Romans 十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十四章的十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这个神的国不是用追求吃喝来满足的。
In the kingdom of God, you're not satisfied by eating and drinking.
所以我们在教会里面最重要的不是吃喝。
So what's most important at church is not about eating and drinking.
在教会最重要是要追求神的国。
What's the most important to seek the kingdom of God?
神的国实现有三个特色。
Now there are three special characteristics of the kingdom of God.
第一是公义。
First is righteousness.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
如果我们看英文。
If you look at the English word.
这个公义这个字是从义衍生出来的。
So the root word for righteousness is right.
那这个义就是对的意思。
So what is correct?
也就是说，在神看起来，每一件事情都是对的。
So righteousness is that which is correct in the eyes of God.
那这个就是没有罪。
And that means that it is without sin.
我们今天为什么生活会很多痛苦呢？
Why do we suffer in our lives today?
因为我们做很多决定，在神看起来。 不对。
It's because we make many decisions that are not right in the eyes of God.
哦，我们讲很多话，在神看起来不对。
We say many things that are not right in the eyes of God.
我们做很多事情，在神看起来不对。
We do many things that are not right in the eyes of God.
那既然不对，就有一个后果。
So if it is not right, then there is a consequence.
哦，那个后果今天我们就受到就是苦。
And the consequences are suffering.
哦，所以那个不对就是罪。
What isn't right is sin.
哦，所以我们今天很多生活的苦是因为有罪，所以我们才受苦。
We suffer because of sin.
哦，那如果神完全在我们心里面做王
，If God is the true King in our hearts，
在管理我们。
If he rules over us,
他充满在我们里面。
If he fills us,
我们想的都是对，讲的也是对，做的也是对。
All that we think and say and do will be right.
我们的决定也是对。
All our decisions will be right.
那我们的生活就很多的苦就不会有了。
Then we will no longer suffer like we do now.
圣经里面告诉亚伯兰。
And the Bible it says that Abraham.
说他99岁的时候，神向他显现。
He was 99 years old when God at first appeared to him.
说你要在我的面前做完全人，17章创世纪。
In Genesis chapter 17, it says that you shall be perfect before me.
请看创世纪17章。
Genesis chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候，神向他显现，对他说：我是全能的神。你在我的面前要做完全人。第二节
，two，
我就与你立约，使你的后裔繁多。99岁已经老人了。
At 99 years, he's an old man.
神向他显现。
That is when God appeared to him.
表示他跟神的关系还很亲密。
It shows the intimacy of the relationship.
那神告诉他
，And God's the Lord says，
你要在我的面前做完全人。
Walk before me and be blameless.
这是神对亚伯兰的一个要求。
This is a request from God, expectation from God.
不是你自己想你对不对。
It's not a matter of whether he thinks it's right or wrong.
是你在我的眼中你要做一个完全没有缺点的人。
But that in the eyes of God, you must walk before me and be blameless.
那这个叫做义。
That is righteousness.
所以每一件事情都是对的。
Everything is right.
那我们信耶稣以后。
Once we come to believe in God,
神帮助我们。
God will help us.
让我明白道理。
To help us understand the word.
那道理一明白之后，我们才过去说啊，我过去的生活有很多都是不对的。
Once we understand the word, we will realize that many things that we used to do in our own lives were wrong.
我讲的很多话都是不对的。
We said many things that were wrong.
我做很多的决定都是不对的。
We made many wrong decisions.
那这就是我们改变的开始。
And this is the beginning of a transformation.
就是我们要追求神的开始。
When we transform and become to seek the Lord.
了解自己的不对。
And we understand our own mistakes.
那这样我们会帮助我们来追求对的生活。
It will help us to live a righteous life.
就不会受太多的苦啊。
Then we will not suffer as much.
所以神的国第一个是公义，没有罪。
So the first characteristic of the kingdom of God is righteousness.
我们看一个家庭生活，如果没有罪，这个家庭生活何等的可贵。
If you see a family that is without sin, it is a very precious thing.
但是我们看到很多的家庭真的是被罪控制。
But we see many families who seem to be bound by sin.
外表是很幸福，但里面是罪在控制。
Externally, they might seem like a very happy family, but internally, it is bound by sin.
那这个本身呢，就因为没有神的国在里面。
It is because the kingdom of God does not exist in the family.
神要释放我们，从罪里面释放，罪不会在我们家庭里面来控制我们。
God intends to release us from sin and the control of sin.
那第二个啊
，The second characteristic
在罗马书十四章的十七节
，Romans chapter 14 verse 17。
第二个是和平。
Second characteristic is peace。
这个和平有两个解释。
There's two ways to explain this peace。
一个是关系很正常，这个叫做和平。
Now, first is that there is a normal set of relationships.
我们跟人呢、关系很好，这个是很和平啊。
That if you have good relationships between your peers, then there is peace.
我们跟神的关系很好，这个叫做和平。
If you have a good relationship with God, then there is peace.
那我们还没有认识神以前
，Before we came to know God,
我们跟神的关系不好。
We didn't have a good relationship with Him.
为什么
？Why?
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
我们有罪。
God is just, but we have sin.
我们怎么能够跟神和好呢?
So how can we be one with God?
警察跟罪人怎么能够和好呢?
How can a cop and a criminal have a good relationship?
因为警察是要执法的, 是要抓罪人的。
Now the policeman's job is to capture the sinner.
所以圣经说, 我们还没有信耶稣以前, 神的震怒, 天天在我们身上。
So before we came to believe, God's just judgment was upon us every day.
Wrath
is on us every day.
所以关系不好。
That is why we wouldn't have a good relationship.
那我们信耶稣以前呢, 以后, 以前呢, 这个人的关系也常常不好。
And before we came to believe, we may have many problems with our relationships with our peers.
所以没有和平。
That's why there was no peace.
跟神跟人没有和平。
Between God and between man, we had no peace.
那没有和平就会演到另外一个结果，就是没有平安。
Now the lack of peace will lead to the different form of a lack of peace.
因为我们的良心会告诉我们。
Because our conscience will tell us.
这个良心是从神来的。
That our conscience comes from God.
如果我们做错了事情,
if we do something wrong,
即使没有人知道,
no one else would know.
我们良心必平安。
But our conscience will not be at peace. You will not be able to sleep soundly.
很可能法律上都是对的。
Now, according to the law, maybe all you do is right.
但是你睡觉的时候，良心告诉你不对。
But yet, when you try to go to sleep, your conscience is telling you what you did was wrong.
那你就会难过。
Then you will be very uncomfortable.
所以跟神的关系不好, 到最后就是良心不平安。
When you have a poor relationship with God, it will lead to an uneasy conscience.
那跟人的关系不好, 也带来也是良心不平安。
And when you don't have good relationships with people, then you will also, your conscience will be ill at ease.
一想到那一个人, 那你开始情绪就开始动起来。
Every time you think about this particular person, you become very agitated.
那你每次看到那一个人, 你心里就不平安。
Every time you see this person, your heart loses all peace.
那如果跟那个人坐在一起, 你更是坐立难安。
And every time you have to sit next to this person, it's hard to remain peaceful.
很可能那个人就是我们自己的家人。
And perhaps this other person is a family member.
所以我们没有得到救恩以前啊, 没有和平也没有平安。
So before receiving salvation, we had no sense of peace or peacefulness.
那现在信了耶稣,
But now that we have come to believe in Jesus Christ,
主的爱在我们里面,
God's love is in us,
所以我们可以赦免别人,
so then we can forgive others,
可以接纳别人的软弱,
we can accept other people's faults,
我们跟人会有和平,
then that way we will have peace with others, and our hearts will be at peace.
那神接纳我们的软弱,
now God has accepted our weaknesses,
神赦免我们的罪,
God has forgiven our sins,
我们的关系跟神很好,
we have a good relationship with God,
那我们心里就很平安,
then our hearts will be at peace.
所以这个神的国那种平安非常可贵,
so the peace that is in the kingdom of God is indeed very precious.
而且那个平安也是从神的同在来的,
this peace is one that comes with God's abidance.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷, 我也不怕,
though I walk through the shadow of valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil.
好像死亡就一个阴影照着你,
even though death is over you like a shadow,
随时都可能会死,
even though at any moment you might die,
但是你不怕,
but you do not fear.
为什么不怕?
Why not?
因为你与我同在,
because you are with me.
神跟我同在,
because God is with me.
这么伟大的神跟我同在,
this Almighty God is with me.
那我还怕什么?
Then what am I to fear?
那你就很平安了,
and therefore you will have peace.
所以这种 基督里面的平安非常可贵。
The peace in the Lord Jesus Christ is very precious.
这个不是保险所能够买到的。
It is a peace that cannot be bought by insurance.
有时候这个也不是因为你父母跟你同在你就会有的。
And this is not a peace that you will receive just because your parents are with you.
也不是说你钱财的存款很多你就有的。
It is not a peace that you will have just because you have lots of savings.
这是在神国里面的一个恩典。
It is a blessing that it only exists in the kingdom of God.
所以你看啊, 一个很亲近神的人,
a person who is close to God,
都是很平安的人,
will be peaceful.
这很特别。
It's very special.
那种感觉, 你讲不出来。
And it's hard to describe it.
一个家庭里面, 如果神真的跟这个家庭同在,
if God is indeed with a particular family,
你看他生活可能很简单, 但是很平安。
And you'll see that even though they may live very simply, they are still very peaceful.
家庭的气氛很平安。
The atmosphere is peaceful.
那个你常常在其他家庭找不到的。
You won't find this in other families.
那第三个特色,
the third characteristic,
就是圣灵中的喜乐,
is joy in the Holy Spirit.
也就是从圣灵的满足来的。
It comes from the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们人的心小小的, 但是天不满。
Our hearts may be small, but it seems to never be full.
我们在美国, 看到这个广告真的很厉害。
And living in America, we often see many commercials.
你不要去买那个，就借着邮件就送到你家庭来。
You don't even have to buy anything. The ads come to your mailbox.
那借着这个网络进到你里面来。
It comes to you from the form of internet.
那里面你就让你看了以后就觉得说我就是要买这个我才会好一点。
So you see these advertisements and you think, well, if I bought that, I would be better off.
所以我们人啊，虽然心灵啊，我们拥有很多啊，还是不会满足。
So even though we may possess many things, our hearts are still not satisfied.
因为这个欲望啊，你越填的越多，越填越多，你填不满。
So the more you desire, the more you desire.
那一直到有一天啊，真的神的灵充满在我们里面。
Until one day when the Holy Spirit fills our hearts，
你完全满足了。
Then you will be fully satisfied。
你看到那个广告很好，但是你觉得我不需要买。
You may see an advertisement and think that might be good, but you don't feel the need。
因为我没有，我也过得很好。
Because I can live well enough without it。
有电视可以看，感谢神。
I have a TV that I can watch, thank God.
没有电视可以看，也可以过得很好。
If I don't have a TV, it's fine. I can still live well.
因为你真正的满足不是从那里。
Because your true satisfaction does not come from there.
你能够到风景很漂亮的地方看看啊，欣赏一下，感谢神。
If you can go and visit beautiful scenery, thank God.
每一年去度度假，感谢神。
Being able to go to vacation every year, we thank God.
你如果没有钱到处去，你也过得很好。
But if you don't have the money to go on vacation, you could still live well.
因为你已经满足了。
Because you're already satisfied.
有很好，没有也没有关系。
So if you have it, good. If not, it's fine.
这样的生活不是很好吗？
Isn't that a good way to live?
这个就是要圣灵充满。
But that requires the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是神的国的特色。
And these are the special characteristics of the kingdom of God.
没有罪。
No sin.
很和平。
Peace.
很平安。
Peacefulness.
很满足。
Satisfaction.
那这样的生活不是在天国吗？
If you had this kind of life, wouldn't it be like if you were in heaven?
所以天国近啊。
So the kingdom of heaven is near.
真的，人生真正的幸福要有神的国进到我们里面来。
To have true satisfaction, you must have the kingdom of God in your heart.
这样才会有幸福感。
Only then will you be joyful.
这个叫做正确的方向。
And that is the correct direction to take.
如果这个方向没有追求。
If you do not seek this direction,
跟着世界的潮流去,
if you follow the tides of society,
这个叫做迷失啊,
then you will be lost.
迷失就是不晓得你在哪里啊。
But when you're lost, you have no idea where you are.
真的，世界上很多人迷失啊。
There are many people in this world who are lost.
很忙啊。
They're so busy.
投入很多。
They have so much work to do.
很辛苦。
They work so hard.
你问他你在追求什么，他讲不出来。
But you ask them, what are they trying to strive for? And they don't know.
你问他，你满足吗？他讲不出来。
You ask them, are you satisfied? And they really don't know what to say.
所以啊，这个最大，我们从神得到最大的恩典，就是我们信了耶稣，有神的国。
The biggest blessing that we can receive from believing in God is that we will have the kingdom of God.
好，那我们现在看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19.
再看主耶稣身旁，另外一个得恩典的人。
Let's look at another person who received grace from Jesus Christ.
这个人就是税吏撒该。
This person is Zacchaeus, the tax collector.
我们所说他得到恩典啊，不是说他信耶稣以后多赚了多少钱。
So he received grace not in the form of making more money after he came to believe.
也不是说他信了耶稣以后便得到医治。
And he was not healed because he believed.
我们看到整个故事来讲，他信耶稣以后得到最大的恩典就是他得到神的国。
So the greatest blessing that he received after believing is that he received the kingdom of God.
也就得到救恩。
He received salvation.
好，我们先来看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
说耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫做撒该，做税吏长，是一个财主。这里描写说撒该他是税吏长，也是一个财主。
So here it records of a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector and he was rich.
所以可见他很有钱啊。
He was very wealthy.
但是撒该有没有满足呢？
But was he satisfied?
很显然的，撒该没有满足。
Obviously he wasn't.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只是人多，他的身量又矮，所以看不见。撒该有一个欲望，他想要看看耶稣。
Zacchaeus had a desire to see Jesus.
那我们从后面来看，撒该是一个很孤单的人。
And if we read the rest of the stories, we'll realize that Zacchaeus is a lonely man.
为什么？
Why?
第七节。
Verse 7.
众人看见就私下议论说，他竟然到罪人的家里去住宿。这里说众人 众人看到耶稣要到他家，就心里就开始在议论。
So here it says that when everybody saw that Jesus was to have a meal with them, everyone complained.
说他竟然到罪家里去，罪人的家去住宿。
Yeah, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.
所以撒该的这个身上被贴了一个标签。
So Zacchaeus is labeled.
就是罪人。
Sinner.
那为什么会被贴上这个标签？
Why would he be labeled with this?
因为他是税吏。
Because he was a tax collector.
那个税吏啊，他有不同的方法会多收很多的税。
Tax collectors have different methods of receiving excess taxes.
那一部分归给政府，另外一部分带到自己口袋。
So they give a portion to the government and they save a portion in their pockets.
那因为有罗马的这个政府啊，在撑腰啊，所以很多人很气，但是又不能够怎样。
But because he has the support of the Roman government, even though people are very angry, they can't do anything about it.
就觉得很讨厌了，就把他当作罪人。
So they hated this person and just considered him a sinner.
所以撒该很孤单啊，他家没有人要去啊。
Zacchaeus is very lonely. No one wanted to visit his house.
因为大家把他看作罪人。
Everyone felt he was a sinner.
那这个撒该他很想要看看耶稣。
And Zacchaeus really wanted to see Jesus.
他也知道自己很孤单啊。
He knew that he was a lonely man.
大家把他看到罪人啊。
He knew that people thought of him as a sinner.
看那个眼光啊，别人看他的眼光就不一样了。
Because people looked at him differently.
这个是很难受的。
It's a very uncomfortable feeling.
你如果到一个环境去哦，大家都用很特别的眼光，很歧视的眼光。把你看作罪人的眼光，我想那个地方你大概待不久。
Now, if you went to a particular location and everybody looked at you with a suspicious eye, then you probably wouldn't stay there very long.
但是如果一个地方大家很友善的眼光这样来看你你很想要多住下来。
But if you went to another place where everybody looked at you kindly, then you would try to stay longer.
所以撒该要看看耶稣，这是他人生的一个改变的开始。
There's a Christ's desire to see Jesus. That was the beginning point of a change in his life.
有时候我们生活太平安了，不一定是好。
Sometimes if our lives are too peaceful, it's not necessarily a good thing.
平安本来是神的恩典。
Peace is a grace from God.
但是太顺利了，你就讲说我这样一天过一天，我为什么要改变？
But then if every day is so peaceful, then you might think, what's there a need to change for?
所以就这样一天一天下去。
So then you just live day after day.
不会改变。
Without changing.
那撒该大家把他看作罪人，他想要改变。
Now it's like,Everybody saw Zacchaeus as a sinner, so he really wanted to change things.
所以他要看看耶稣。
He wanted to see Jesus.
那他要怎么看耶稣？
How would he be able to see Jesus?
有一个困难。
He had a difficulty.
我们看第三节。
Look at verse 3.
说耶稣，他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，因为人多，他身量又矮，所以不得看见。
And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short stature.
主耶稣周围围了很多人。
Many people surrounded Jesus.
那撒该如果身材很高他头抬起来，他还是看得到。
If Zacchaeus was a tall man, he could have just tipped his toes and he would have been able to see.
但是撒该身量很矮。
But Zacchaeus was a short man.
怎么睁他就看不到。
So no matter how he tippy-toed, he couldn't see anything.
那撒该也可以说回家算了，反正看不到就完了。
Zacchaeus could have easily said, forget this, I'm just going to go home.
所以我们人追求神都会有困难的。
That everyone, when they seek God, will face difficulties.
但是有的人遇到困难算了，回家了。
But some people, when they face difficulties, they'll say, just say, oh, forget, I'm going home.
这个傻盖他很想要看耶稣，说他要克服困难。
Zacchaeus, on the other hand, really wanted to see Jesus, so he sought to overcome his difficulties.
那他怎么要克服这个困难？
How did he overcome this difficulty?
第四节。
Verse 4.
他就跑到前头，爬到树上。
So he ran ahead and climbed up a tree.
要看看耶稣是怎样。
To see him.
因为耶稣一定会从那里经过。
Because Jesus would definitely pass by.
这个动作本身就是代表他对神的渴慕。
This act shows how much he yearned for the Lord.
跑到前面，爬到树上。
He ran ahead and climbed a tree.
你看撒该是个税吏长呢。
Now he was a chief tax collector.
有哪一个做官的人爬到树上去？
When have you ever seen an officer climb a tree?
爬到树上都是小孩子啊。
Only little kids climb trees.
这个有身份的人怎么会爬到树上去？
A man of status would not climb a tree.
那爬到树上他已经不顾他的身份了。
So if he climbed a tree, it just means that he didn't care about his status.
他只想要看到耶稣啊。
All he cared about was seeing God.
别人怎么看他不重要啊。
He didn't care about other people's thought.
所以他爬到树上，这代表他在 渴慕主耶稣的心。
So the fact that he climbed the tree just showed how much he yearned for the Lord in his heart.
今天我们渴慕神，你总要有一些动作来表现出来。
Today, if we say that we yearn for the Lord, then we must show some actions to justify our desire.
有的人到教会很远。
Some people will travel far distances to come to church.
我也遇过 有的弟兄姐妹，他在教会里面要换车换三次。
I've heard of members who had to change forms of transportation 3 times to get to church.
从他家出门一直到教会的门口要一个半钟头。
From the time that they leave their house to the time they get church, it takes an hour and a half.
每个礼拜六他都来。
But they come every Sabbath.
而且聚会前都来。
And they arrive before service.
这个本身就代表他的心了。
This shows what's in their hearts.
如果没有心，你没有办法不会来的。
If you don't have the heart, you will not come.
我在南美洲遇到一对兄妹。
In South America, I met a brother and sister.
他说他以前在台湾的时候，他住在教会的门口旁边，教会的门旁边。
When they used to live in Taiwan, they lived next door to the church.
哦，那个窗户打开来，他可以听到里面唱诗的声音。
If they just opened their window, they could hear people singing hymns in the church.
那这样应该是常常来教会才对啊。
So they should have gone to church very often.
但是他没有，他很少来教会聚会。
But they hardly ever go to service.
一直到南美。
Until they moved to South America,
他才开始感觉到需要神。
Then they started to realize they needed God.
哦，所以才开始追求信仰。
And they began to pursue their faith.
所以我们总要有一些行动来表示说，我真的很渴慕神。
We need actions to show that we actually yearn from God.
只是方便了不够的。
It's not enough if it's just convenient.
不方便你也想把它克服。
Even if it's inconvenient, you'll find ways to overcome it.
神就会受感动。
Then God will be touched.
所以你看那个撒该爬到树上，耶稣马上对他有反应。
As soon as Zacchaeus climbed that tree, Jesus had reacted.
如果撒该就停在后面。
If Zacchaeus continued to stand in the background,
他什么都不做。
And did nothing.
难道主耶稣会特别呼叫撒该吗？
Would Jesus have hollered out, hey, Zacchaeus?
他跟大家都一样。
He would have been just like everybody else.
他爬到树上表示他跟别人不一样。
By climbing the tree, he showed that he was different from others.
他的心感动了神。
And his heart touched Jesus.
我记得有一个弟兄啊。
I remember a brother.
他求圣灵。
He was once seeking the Holy Spirit.
求很久都求不到。
He sought it for a very long time, but never received.
有一次灵恩会在祷告。
During one spiritual convocation's prayer.
那个是我们 Pacifica 教会的。
This is in Pacifica.
以前在那个旧的会堂。
When we were still in the old chapel.
就地下室那个停车的车库。
In the basement parking area.
大家跟他讲，你这样祷告求圣灵，吵到大家都睡不着。
And people told him that your prayer is disturbing people and people can't sleep.
真的很有心啊。
But he really had the heart.
他就把车子开到海边去。
He drove his car to the ocean side.
跪在车子里面祷告。
And he knelt in the car to pray.
祷告到快天亮，得到圣灵。
Till almost sunrise, and he received the Holy Spirit.
这个就是心啊。
That is a heart.
不是方便而已。
It's not just because it was convenient.
方便，你一定要想办法要突破。
If it's inconvenient, they'll find ways to overcome.
那这样神受感动，就是给他圣灵。
God was moved and gave him the Holy Spirit.
以前我们在夏威夷有一个姐妹。
When I was in Hawaii, there was a sister.
怀孕了。
Was pregnant.
一段末期快生了。
And during the when she was about to give birth,
她很想得圣灵。
She really wanted to receive the Holy Spirit.
那怀孕的没有办法祷告太久。
A pregnant lady, it's very very hard for her to pray a long time.
结果那一天晚上她自己到教会来祷告。
But that night she came to church on her own to pray.
祷告一阵子就回去睡一下。
Then she prayed for a bit and went home to sleep.
休息又回来祷告。
And then she came back and prayed again.
那天晚上得圣灵。
That night she received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在渴慕神有时候不方便，你真的很渴慕，你也想办法会把它克服。
When you really long for the Lord, even if it's inconvenient, you will find ways.
那他爬到树上以后，我们看第五节，十九章第五节。
After he climbed the tree, let's look at verse 5.
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，耶稣抬头看他。
So Jesus raised his head and saw him.
对他说，撒该，快下来。
So Zacchaeus, make haste and come down.
我要住在家里。
For today, I must stay at your house.
这个是他人生一大改变。
This was a great change in his life.
耶稣要住在他家。
Jesus wants to live in his house.
如果你把耶稣看作是拿撒的人，耶稣要住在他家，这个没有什么。
If you just saw Jesus as, oh, that man from Nazareth, then it would have been no big deal.
如果你把耶稣看作他是人类的救主，他就是天上的真神。
But if you saw Jesus as the savior of mankind, as the God in heaven,
那耶稣对撒该说，我今天要住在你家，这个就不一样。
Then it would have a different meaning when he says, today I will come. come into our house and live.
救主要来到他家。
Because the Savior is coming to his house.
整个人生的一个改变。
This is a complete change in his life.
所以他急忙下来，欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。
So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully.
所以如果我们真的有心要归向神。
If we truly have the heart to turn to God,
神一定会回转向我们。
Then God will turn towards us.
因为神爱我。
Because God loves us.
他一直等待我们哪一个行动改变。
He is waiting for us to turn around.
那他马上就会回转过来。
And immediately he will turn our way.
那我们信仰就会建立起来。
And then our faith will be established.
我们的生活就会有体验。
Our lives will be grounded with experience.
所以最重要是我们要拿出行动来回转向神。
So the most important thing is for us to act by turning towards him.
那第七节众人议论说他竟然到罪人的家去住宿。
Verse 7. So when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest of a man who is a sinner.
我们知道耶稣喜欢罪人。
Jesus loved the sinners.
因为耶稣认为有病的才用得着医生。
Because he felt that only the sick need doctors.
那罪人就是有病。
The sinners are those sick.
耶稣就是医生。
Jesus is the doctor.
所以他来地上就是要拯救这些有罪的人。
Jesus came into this world to save those sinners.
但是众人就议论他们。
But all the masses had, they complained.
所以众人是讨厌罪人。
Because the masses hate sinners.
但是耶稣爱罪人。
But Jesus loved the sinners.
这个就是一个最大的不同。
This is a very big difference.
所以今天即使我们生活犯了很多罪，我们有很多不对的地方。
Today, even if we have committed many sins and done many things wrong,
周围没有人喜欢我们。
Even if no one else likes us,
但是如果我们愿意回转向神。
But as so long as we are willing to turn towards God,
神愿意接纳我们。
That God will be willing to receive us.
因为耶稣怜悯罪人。
Because God shows mercy upon the sinners.
所以主耶稣到他家去。
So Jesus went to the house of Zacchaeus.
第八节。
Verse 8.
撒该对主说，主啊，我把一半所有的给穷人，我若骗谁就还他四倍。所以现在撒该耶稣到他家以后，撒该更进一步的改变。
Now that the Lord Jesus is in the house of Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus further transforms himself.
前面说他是一个财主。
So in the beginning it was said that he was a chief tax collector. 他很有
钱
And he was very wealthy.
那现在耶稣到他家去。
But now that Jesus Christ is in his house,
主耶稣都会讲道理给人听的。
So Jesus always speaks the word to his people.
那他说我要把一半给穷人。
And now here he says, I will give half of my goods to the poor.
你如果现在看美国最有钱的是谁？
Today, if we look at who is the most wealthy person in America,
他只捐一点点做慈善事业，大家就觉得说，哇，他捐了好多。
He only donates a minor portion of his earnings, and people already think, wow, he donates so much.
那撒该把一半给穷人。
But Zacchaeus here is willing to give half of what he has.
这个很大的牺牲哦。
That is a great sacrifice.
但这个不是结束啊。
But that's not all.
我要骗谁就还他四倍。
If I had taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.
那撒该真的这样做，他可能破产了。
If he actually did all this, he would have gone bankrupt.
但是这个叫做悔改。
But shows his repentance.
我们刚刚读这个马太福音里面这样说。
We had just read in the book of Matthew.
说天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
你们要悔改。
Repent.
这是关键了。
That is the condition.
人要得到救恩的那个关键，悔改。
To receive salvation, you must repent.
那什么叫做悔改？
What does it mean to repent?
悔改有两件事情很重要。
There's two things you need to do.
第一个就是后悔，对我们自己所做的感觉到不对，我们觉得很后悔。
First, you must regret all the bad things that you have done.
所以有时候我们祷告会流眼泪。
Sometimes we may shed tears when we pray.
这个是悔改的一个表现。
This is a way of exhibiting our repentance.
但是这样不是全部。
But that's not all.
你看小孩子父母要做错事情，有时候父母要把他修理一下，他就哭了。
Now little kids, when they do something wrong, sometimes you need to rebuke them, and they start crying.
父母你哭就算了。
And we might, if we said, "Oh, fine, you started crying, fine."
等一下去做同样的事情。
But the child will end up doing the same thing again.
他悔，他没有改。
Because they were remorseful, but they didn't repent.
所以这个悔改包括第二步就是要改变。
So to fully repent, you have to change.
那这个改变就是很难
And now change is difficult.
但是没有改变我们不算悔改。
But without change, then you haven't truly repented.
但是改变常常要付代价的。
Now, if you want to change, it often comes at a price.
我们看路加福音第三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 3.
第八节。
3 verse 8.
第七节，路加三章第七节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 7.
约翰对那出来要受他洗的众人说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？第八节。
8.
你们要结出果子来与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说有亚伯兰为的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能够从这座石头给亚伯兰兴起子孙来。第九节。
9.
现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。这里啊，有很多人要来接受约翰的洗礼。
Here many people have come to receive the baptism from John.
约翰对他不客气啊。
And John was not in any way very polite with them.
毒蛇的种类。
It's a brood of vipers.
谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
我们今天的话，如果有人要受洗，我们说毒蛇的种类，他大概就走了。
Now, if someone would like to come to be baptized today, and we call them a brood of vipers, they probably leave.
但是这批人没有走。
But these people did not leave.
为什么没有走？
Why didn't they leave?
他知道我们真的有罪。
Because they realize that they really have sin.
我们真的需要救恩。
They really need salvation.
你讲得很对。
What you say is right.
我们有罪就好像有毒一样。
So because we have sin, it's as though we have poison.
那主耶稣约翰就说，要结出果子与悔改的心相称。
He continues to say, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance.
这个结出果子就在生活上有真正的改变。
So to be able to bear fruits means that you really are transformed in your lives.
那第九节，斧子放在树根上。
Now, verse 9, now the axe is laid to the root of the trees.
不结果子就要砍下来丢在火里面。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
所以啊，如果我们只后悔但生活没有改变，
If we only regret and do not change our lives,
还是可能被砍下来丢在火里面。
Then you may still be cut down and thrown into the fire.
所以信仰包括整个人生活方式、心思意念整个的改变。
Faith requires a complete transformation in your thought and your actions.
因此一个人要受洗啊，最难的不是受洗本身啊。
So for a person to receive baptism, the most difficult thing is not actually receiving the baptism.
受洗进去上来两分钟啊。
Because it only takes 2 minutes to go into the water and come back up.
最难是什么？
What is most difficult?
我们洗礼完之后要完全的改变。
The complete transformation that comes after baptism.
这个最难。
That is most difficult.
因为人活得越久，我们有自己的想法，有自己的生活方式。
The longer we have lived, the more we have developed our own way of thinking and living.
那我们现在整个要调转过来，要照着圣经来生活。
But now that we need to transform ourselves to live according to the word of the Bible,
这个要很大的决心啊。
It really needs a solid determination.
不然的话，你改不过来。
Otherwise, you can't change.
好，那他们就问了，那我们当做什么？
These people further ask, what shall we do then?
十一节。
11.
有两件衣服要分给没有的。
He who has two tunics, let him give him one to that man.
有食物的也要这样行。
And he who has food, let him do likewise.
有税吏来问受洗，问他我们当做什么？
The tax collectors also came to the Baptist and said, what shall we do?
除了立定的数目，不要多取。
In verse 13, collect no more than what is appointed for you.
兵丁来问他我们要做什么？
Then the soldiers asked, what shall we do?
约翰说不要以强暴来待人。
Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely.
也不要骗人。
And be content with your wages.
自己有粮就应当知足。
And you should be content with what you have.
这个叫做悔改。
That's what it means to repent.
所以这个税吏撒该主耶稣到他家以后，他真的悔改。
Zacchaeus, the tax collector, really repented after Jesus came to his house.
本来他人生最重要就是钱。
Originally, what was most important to him was money.
为着多收一些钱，他可以去骗人。
For the sake of earning more money, he would lie to others.
所以大家把他看作罪的。
That's why everybody thought of him as a sinner.
现在认识的耶稣。
But now that he has come to know Jesus,
他只想做主耶稣认为对的事情。
All he wants to do is to do what is right in the eyes of God.
钱已经不是最重要。
Money is no longer the most important thing.
所以他要一半给穷人，骗谁回来他四倍。
And he is willing to give half of all he earns and return fourfold all that he's cheated.
这个是一个人得到救恩所应该有的决心。
This is the determination that one should have when seeking salvation.
我们在路加福音十八章里面看到一个财主。也另外一个财主。
Now in Luke chapter 18, there is another wealthy person.
看十八章十八节。
Chapter 18, verse 18.
有一个官来问耶稣说：“良善的夫子，我应该做什么事才可以得到永生？”
So a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
后面我们看这个是二十三节。
Let's look at verse 23.
他忧愁离开耶稣，因为他很富足。
So when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich.
这个官他也有地位，但是他也很有钱。
So this ruler had great status and great wealth.
那他想要得到永生。
He wanted eternal life.
但是到最后他也没有得到永生。
But did he receive eternal life?
他没有得到永生。
Didn't.
那为什么没有得到永生?
Why didn't he?
因为对他来讲改变太难了。
Because for him, change was too difficult.
那怎么改变呢?
How did he need to change?
主耶稣说你要变卖所有分给穷人你就有财宝在天上
Jesus Christ said sell all that you have and distribute to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven
这个不是说我们信耶稣都不能够有钱
doesn't mean that all those who believe in the Lord cannot be wealthy
而是主耶稣看出来这个少年人啊，钱比一切还重要
rather Jesus saw how for this one man wealth is more important than all other things
所以主耶稣要调整他心里面那个次序
Jesus intended to change the order of importance in his heart.
如果你心里面的次序能够调整到神比钱重要，你就可以得永生。
If God can be more important than wealth, then you will receive eternal life.
但是他调不过来。
But for him, he couldn't change.
他就离开了耶稣。
So he left.
所以可见我们要信耶稣，要得救恩，哦。这个神要给我们的这个恩典，你要得到这个恩典，要很大的决心。
So for us to believe in Jesus Christ and receive salvation, it really requires a great determination in our heart.
我为着要爱耶稣。
For the sake of loving Jesus Christ,
我甚至愿意牺牲一切。
I am willing to sacrifice everything.
那有这种决心呢，我们才能够得到救恩。
Only when you have this determination will you be able to receive salvation.
所以啊，前面那个少年的财主离开了耶稣。
So in this section, the young ruler left Jesus.
但是税吏撒该改变了自己。
But Zacchaeus, the tax collector, changed himself.
因此，主耶稣接下去就宣布另外一句话。
And this led to Jesus Christ issuing another proclamation in verse 9.
路加福音十九章第九节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 9.
耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这个家。”
Today, this salvation has come to this house.
救恩到这个家。
Salvation has come to this house.
为什么？
Why?
他真的悔改了。
Because he repented truly.
所以救恩到这个家里。
That is why salvation has come to this house.
第十节。
10.
人子来要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man have come to seek and to save that which was lost.
那对这个撒该，以前他是迷失了。
So Zacchaeus formerly was lost.
现在主耶稣把他找回来。
But now he is found.
这个叫做恩典。
That is a grace.
所以我们信耶稣所得的恩典不一定都是指着物质上的。
So grace and blessing that we receive from God might not necessarily be all material things.
对撒该来讲，他物质会损失很多。
For Zacchaeus, he will lose a lot materially.
但是他得到了救恩。
But he will receive salvation.
这个最宝贵啊。
That is most precious.
所以我们信耶稣要有一个决心。
So to believe in Jesus Christ, we must make a determination.
任何跟神的旨意不一样的，我都要改变。
We will change all that is not according to the will of God.
任何神不喜悦的，我都要改变。
I will change all things that are not pleasing to God.
那这样我们就可以得到救恩了。
And then we can receive salvation.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
352.
352.